City Council meeting for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 is called to order. Invocation, Pastor Ben Ragsdale, worship on the water at the Floralbama Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Pastor.
I'm in for Ben. I'm Bobby McNair with Worship on the Water. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for allowing us to be here today with gratitude in our hearts for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for the gift of this day, the beauty of this area in which we live, and the people who call it home. We especially pause right now to remember the hope that we celebrate, that Jesus Christ is risen. And because of that truth, we are reminded that light overcomes darkness, hope rises over despair, and that new life is always possible. Let that hope shape our hearts and guide our attitudes right now. Lord, we ask for your wisdom over these leaders gathered here. Give them clarity in decision-making, integrity in every action, and a genuine desire to serve the people of this city well. Help them to lead with humility, to listen with compassion, and to act with courage. We pray for unity in this room, that even in differences, there would be respect, cooperation, and shared commitment to what is good and right. Bless the families, the businesses, the first responders, and visitors of this community. May this city continue to be a place of safety, joy, and flourishing. And Father, for every person present, we ask that they would be encouraged today, that they would leave with renewed strength, peace, and a sense of purpose. We thank you for your presence with us, and we entrust this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Call roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson is not here. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion to consider tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes from the regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 3/3/26. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I just want to say Easter was over. Easter was great. Our community is great. We've had some great events the last couple of weekends. And thank you for everyone who participated in supporting them or working them. And we've got a few more. Weather's great, and I love Orange Beach. Thank you. Thank you, staff, and thank you all you folks out there. Thank you so much.
Ms. Ard, you and Jamie heard nothing but positive about the music at the Ard.
Yes.
Great. It's great feedback. So thank you. Thank Jamie, please.
Good afternoon, Fort Hanley City Administrator. Wanted to give everybody an update. Chris Pappas and a few others, Mark and I met today at the new roundabout north of the bridge and got a ride over the new ALDOT bridge today. And speaking with ALDOT, you know, we're going to have some more information to come, especially when we have our town hall. But we will have a three-day period most likely in the second weekend of May where we will detour through Gulf Shores. And so one of the issues that they are working on is at the entrance of the roundabout where you will go south. Right now you have an embankment to turn left, and they're going to have to create that level up to turn you right where Sure. You bypass that roundabout.
They just figured that out, huh?
You know? So I'm just the messenger here.
You're a good-looking messenger.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So, but we will have some other work done in those final 2 weeks to regrade the median at the south of our bridge currently, mm-hmm. Because you will have two lanes going northbound from Orange Beach. So that big drag that we have right now where everybody gets built up right there as you're going to the wharf, that will free up. They will be no major closings for that part. They will do that because right now we have one lane that goes north, and so we will be communicating that as much as we can as soon as we have that information. And I stressed very heavily to the ALDOT folks today that we will be having daily calls to understand if anything's going on, and we'll be shooting that out, you know, as we do through all of our social media accounts.
So there are two smaller concrete bridges over some creeks, I believe, north of County Road 4, correct?
Correct.
So they did get those.
They're in.
They're finished. Finished. Yeah. Yeah. I've been watching it. Okay.
So the detour is down 8?
So what they're going to do is they are going to put signs up at I-10 and try to divert traffic as much as humanly possible before you get to County Road 8. And because they're not going to have any lanes southbound between 8 and Roscoe, we are working on potentially having an area where you can go down Roscoe so you can still get southbound, but the majority of tourist traffic will be diverted as much as possible north of County Road 8. And so their goal is to do that between spring break and Memorial Day, weather permitting.
So for our folks that go north during that time period, where's the best going to be the best place for them to cross over to 59, you think?
Well, so they'll still be able, we will still have northbound traffic at all points.
No, I'm talking about southbound. If you go north, I'm telling you, if you go north, you got to come back.
If you come back south on those three-day period, which right now they're looking at Mother's Day and Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you would either U-turn by South or Baldwin EMC, go down Roscoe to get there, or go ahead and go to 59 at 8 or 10,
12,
12, whatever it is, and go down to get to 59.
And then over the bridge.
Memorial Day?
It'll be fully completed per ALDOT by Memorial Day.
Before Memorial Day.
Before Memorial Day.
So right there at the wharf, there'll just be one single eastbound lane going north while they're redoing the median that's there now, right?
Yes, they will maintain one lane continuous going northbound because they're going to have to restripe the bridge. And then fix that median there at Canal and the Beach Express.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So southbound, once you get, you're moved over to 59, then you have to take 59 over the 59 bridge. There is no coming back. The new bridge is not going to be open, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
For 3 days.
Okay. All right.
3 days. Because we talked about two today, trying to figure out one lane open. Mm-hmm. If you do have one lane, it's gonna be there for multiple weeks, and naturally, I mean, the decision was made. You have 3 days of pain instead of 3 weeks of one lane. Okay.
And what days of the week are this?
As of right now, it'll be a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Okay.
But as soon as we know and we have confirmation, we get closer, we will, be giving that information out, and hopefully by the town hall, I told them by the town hall meeting, we will have maps and everything to go over on both the work being done at the roundabout and the work to be done at the Beach Express and Canal.
Express and Canal Road,
yes.
Which it is, y'all. We've got some major problems up there.
Yep.
In that entrance there in front of the wharf. It's all that traffic going to the wharf. It's causing a lot of problems and issues with that infrastructure, Mr. Bibby.
Yep.
Asphalt and torn up and everything.
And then from the new roundabout to the wharf, you'll have two lanes going eastbound. You'll have a turn lane in the middle and then one lane that goes west.
Right.
Once it's completed. Okay. I have no other good news to share tonight.
Thank you, Ford, for that great news. We appreciate it.
Anyone else? Auditing of accounts?
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interests in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
We have the honor and privilege of making two proclamations today. So, Renee, would you present them, please?
The first one is for Cake Day. So, whereas Cake Coastal Alabama Kids Entrepreneurs Day is a free community-wide educational event providing children with the opportunity to learn and apply entrepreneurial thinking and create a foundation for success in the global economy, and that day will be May 9th this year. So, and all Orange Beach residents are encouraged to participate and have a role in either selling or buying student-made products on May 9th. And did you want a picture? Both wanted pictures.
Okay, what was the other one? You want to go ahead and present the other one and do it all at the same time?
Yes, the other one is that April is Sexual Assault and Rape Awareness Month in City of Orange Beach, Alabama. All residents, businesses, and organizations are encouraged to join in raising awareness, supporting survivors, and working together to prevent sexual assault in our community.
Is Esther here?
Yes.
Esther, thank you so much. And we appreciate these.
Yeah. Do we want to do pictures at the end or right now?
Your call.
Let's do it now.
Okay. Okay.
Let's do it. You want to do it back here?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Esther, we'll have you first.
Yeah.
Because you're prettier than Greg.
I get it.
Like this. Stand flat.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Esther, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, we blew the chair.
We got Greg.
All right.
Just real quick, I won't take up much time, but Greg Alexander, Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank Council, Mayor, Council for supporting this project. Last year, we were very excited. We had over 60 children participate. This year, we have 74 signed up already. So they will be, you know, their stands on May 9th will be throughout the community, the cities, the city here, City of Gulf Shores. But the majority will probably be at the wharf. So we encourage folks to come out that morning, support these elementary children, and because it's amazing what they do at their age. Now, I would like to say one other piece that in conjunction with America 250 this year, Cake Day, we're encouraging the students to decorate patriotically on their stands, and they'll have a little contest. And then we will be having on May 25th business window decorating. And then finally, on September 9th, we'll have our third business expo at the Orange Beach Event Center. And that theme is American for America 250. So we're excited and grateful to participate in that as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, buddy. All right, under new business resolutions, resolution appropriating funds to support Safe Harbor Animal Coalition, $10,000 for 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing expenditure of funds received from opioid litigation settlements. Purchase new Lucas chest compression devices.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 Lucas chest compression devices for the fire department, $59,819.88.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a software service agreement with government jobs, doing business as NeoGov for new employee background investigation services for the police department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Saucy Fuzz for musical entertainment 2026 Orange Beach Nest Fest.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution rejecting all bids for a burn tower with installation at the fire training facility.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
How bad?
Yeah.
How bad?
Just to let you know, there were three bids received, but 2 did not have the general contractor's license that was required, and the third one was the highest one that was outside of our budget. So we are preparing to rebid pretty promptly. Have spoken to everyone and double reinforced that everyone has to have a GC license. So we'll see what we can practice.
Question. Is it appropriate through bid laws to reach out to others out there, other GCs, or ask them if they're interested in submitting?
Yeah,
is that appropriate with only 3 bid?
Yes.
And I know a lot of commercial contractors are busy, and I'm not talking about just in here, but outside, mm-hmm. you know.
And our bid website, we just changed to an online bid process, so mm-hmm. It also sends out notifications to everybody on that network, so
right.
we have a much wider reach than
yep.
really just local.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for tennis court resurfacing, cabana installation to American Tennis Courts, $93,572.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Does that price include the Cabana Boys?
No.
No? Good. That was Ms. Annette's request. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Matt Tucker for golf instruction services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting proposal from Byers and Associates, fiscal year 2025 auditing services, not to exceed $79,850.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of agreement with the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary Program, implementation of water quality monitoring collaborative network project.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a change order to accept partial credits on 2 ambulances and add the purchase of 2 ambulance cots for the fire department, $27,278.
Cots.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Go ahead.
No.
You have,
if that's what they call, that's what they call.
Explain.
It's a stretcher, not a cot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's yeah. not the old navy green.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
It's.
You know,
I think cot is like the actual terminology of it, because I had to look up what a difference was between a power cot.
Yeah.
It's not that green canvas type that you use.
How much?
In other words, it could get you off.
How much would those cost?
That's the one.
There you go.
All right.
We've had patients fall out of those years ago. We can't have those.
We can't have any more.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of agreement with Pensacola Perdido Bay's estuary. Didn't I just do that?
We did that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Number 12.
Yeah.
It will be to negotiate, yeah. Number 12.
Resolution authorizing the mayor to negotiate terms for the sale of Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the mayor to negotiate the purchase of real property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance agreement with the McLean Motorsports Spring 2026 Bama Coast Cruising Car Show.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a license training provider agreement with the American National Red Cross Orange Beach Aquatic Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to ordinances, a first reading. Ordinance declaring the Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf as unneeded city-owned real property for municipal purposes and authorizing the deposition thereof. We probably should let that go to a second reading, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to, or have we approved everything else?
Do what?
Okay, because we were approved the other things already, so you might as well.
Oh, I got you. Okay, did y'all hear that?
No.
Yes, we have approved tonight the other.
Yeah, you've already approved the yeah, and the
negotiation. Okay. So I don't know why we would go to a second reading. Jamie, your advice?
Unless you want to,
from legal,
to try to get it closed quicker rather than later.
I do.
But we do have the purchase agreement on the cow.
Yep.
So it will be approved next time. So they're open.
Well, I am going to move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance then.
Second.
Okay, call the rolls, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Aye.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Thank you all.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. And the committee of the whole for Tuesday, April 7th, 2026 is called to order. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson could not be with us. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes of the work session, council meeting, committee of the whole, 3/17/2026, special called of 4/1/2026. Those will be moved forward for review. Unfinished business, approval of fiscal year 2024 audited financial statements. Anything new I need to know? We good?
That'll come next time.
All right. Miscellaneous, reschedule and relocate council and committee of the whole meetings on May 5th to May 6th at the Performing Arts Center. Discuss school board appointment. What I'll do is I'll read them all out and then we'll come back and y'all pick out whichever ones you might want to have discussion on. Discuss amendment to recreational vehicles rentals ordinance.
What are we talking about there?
We're in the process of getting y'all a draft. Talk about
but the draft is not ready yet.
Not ready yet.
Thank you.
Yeah, on the school board appointment. So I've had multiple calls this week. So with concern about our ACT scores and what the current scores are, and no one seems to know. So I would like for the council to at least be informed on what the ACT scores are with data to back that up. Before we get into this next appointment.
When is this school board appointment up?
May.
May?
I believe, is that correct?
It expires, I believe,
April.
April,
okay. But next appointment would take office in June.
Gotcha, okay.
What are Dr. Nelson's intentions? To stay?
Yeah. He did email us this afternoon. I did see an email where he was has enjoyed being on the board and wishes to stay. We just need to decide. You know, we just did a selection of a school board position that was open, and he has served 4 years there, and there's others that want to serve on that board, as what we have just, you know, have gone through in the last couple of months trying to appoint one. So I appreciate Nelson's Bowers, you know, giving and his volunteerism and such, but there is a lot of folks in our city that want to serve, and we just narrowed it down to 5 that we know of. Even Tina Delaversa, I think she just emailed this afternoon that she's willing to serve, even though we just put her on a board of adjustment. But anyways, just something to think about, y'all. You know, nothing that Nelson's done wrong in my eyes. He's very credible, I believe. Okay.
Well, for me personally, it's about
I don't want you personal.
Well,
I just,
yeah,
I
for me,
I want you as your professional.
Well, me, only opinion, I guess, is we're at a point now where our trajectory on grade should be doing like this.
That's right.
And I have a feeling that's not what's happening.
So,
and if that is in fact the fact, then I think that there's some serious discussion that needs to happen.
And I
so
agree.
That is my only point.
Thank you. Jack, you got any comment?
No comment.
That's always good. Ginger, what about you?
Well, I just think that we're very blessed and fortunate to live in a city where so many people want to serve the community.
That's right.
To make it the best possible place that we can be for our kids.
I got you.
So it's always a hard decision because there's so many qualified people that are willing to serve.
That's right.
Here, here.
And I run into people every day.
It's too late.
Yeah, too late. Yeah. I run into people every day that move here because of the school system.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to see it keep going forward as well.
Mm-hmm. It ain't broke, don't fix it. And until somebody proves it's broke, Dr. Nelson is more qualified than anyone that could submit. And corporations don't change CEOs just because they've been there for 4 years. They change them because they're inefficient or lose money. They make $1,000,000,000, they'll be there for 30 years. It makes no sense to me to move someone as qualified and as good a person as Nelson Bowers is off of the school board without any real justification.
Well, again, if we have the data, that's all I'm asking for is what the data is.
Are the ACT score not published?
There's no data that y'all are not welcome to. Nobody's asked for anything.
Good.
So if you want it, all you got to do is whatever you want, you're welcome to. Yeah. But again, I just don't know how anybody could be unhappy with what they've done in 3 years. I just can't figure that one out.
Okay.
So.
Well, the data will tell us.
So please, is Holly here? Just send a message to Superintendent Wilkes and Mary Courtney that Robert Stewart will have specific requests, and we need them to make time, please, to if they could, to come to a meeting so that we could have a discussion with both sides presented. All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, resolution authorizing execution of a 4th amendment to the Great Award Agreement with the National Audubon Society for the Stewardship of Coastal Alabama Beach and Nesting Bird Habitat. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with the Deronda Ponder Special Needs Aid Services for the Expect Excellence Program. Resolution amending the employee's pay plan job listing to implement changes recommended by the Comprehensive Classification and Total Compensation Study. Resolution awarding the bid for rifle range site work at the shooting complex.
Here,
question.
Here.
Question, Mayor.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir. Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Where are we at and how are we doing out there?
There are 10 lanes on the bid.
That is outstanding.
You don't ask me that last
Say that again.
Right now.
That's outstanding.
10? Okay. and this right here explain to the audience, because I get more calls. Actually, Nicole, would you please come to the microphone? Please. Mm-hmm. Let me remind you of this. Six. Thank you, Philip. Are you writing a grant?
There's no grant for this, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Yet.
Yet. What about Gomesa funds? Possibly.
We have a draft ready for Ford's review first and then y'all's.
Okay, great.
If he wants to forward it to you, so.
I would it's a good think proposal. That Ford. Look here, Ford.
Sorry.
Look here, Ford. I would have believed that he would.
Yeah. No, that's
but,
a good proposal.
I know we did a grant writing up at the Miracle League in Somerdale, and normally the Miracle League field would not fall under, but it fell under, and they agreed to look at other parks and other things within that Gomesa funds would be available for. So. I just thought you were the grant writer. Okay, thank you.
So it's going to take a lot of dirt out there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, and that's part of this bid. It's about 12,000 cubic yards of additional material. So, Philip West, Coastal Resources Director.
Thank you, Philip. So, tell me the layout. What kind of time frames are we talking about?
Well,
the building.
If the bids come in
reasonable,
mm-hmm. and we can go ahead and go to work,
yes,
we're trying to get. Most of the rifle range built by fall.
Right.
Because I think that there's going to be a lot of interest
for
that point. You know, Trap and Skeet's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We just hired a new employee part-time so we can open up an additional day. And then, hopefully our next phase, a pistol after the rifle range. So
right.
It's going well. It looks like something,
mm-hmm.
if that means anything. So I'll send you guys some pictures.
This phase will just be the rifle range and not the it's a training center or training room or
it's not part of the safe room.
Oh, safe room, yeah.
Project.
Okay, good.
No, but
just the rifle range.
But we do have plans for the clubhouse with the
clubhouse. With there you go. That's the word I was looking for.
If we can apply for it.
What are going to be the hours of the range? Same as they are now.
We'll have to work out how the rifle and Trap and Skeet are going to.
What are the hours now?
10 to 5 Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Are we receiving any complaints from neighbors?
We had a few in here one day after we first opened.
I still get complaints from Gene Stewart. It is what it is.
Our biggest complaints. Is the road.
Yeah.
So, but that's in the works.
But I'm hearing positives about the road construction and widening, and, they hate to see the oak trees down, but they understand that's progress for the infrastructure that we've all agreed to put in. So.
Yeah, and to get power, sewer and water.
Yeah.
So, but it's coming along.
Good. So, thank you.
Sounds great.
Philip, thank you.
Thanks, Phil. Sir.
Thank you, Nicole.
Resolution authorizing execution of Memorandum of Understanding between Orange Beach Fire Rescue Department and Escambia County Fire Rescue Department. Resolution appropriating funds to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Foundation sponsor the 2026 Paddles for Purpose Pickleball Tournament.
What are we doing on that? I know that there was a request for, $50,000?
No.
No, they didn't have a dollar amount.
Mayor, last year you were entertaining something with him, and I reached out.
Well, I think we had put on the table another one of those pledge match offers.
Yes.
That we would pledge X number of dollars to help out with the DA's office and match anybody over and above that up to a number. And I don't think we ever established numbers, but DA Whetstone.
Wilters.
Yeah,
Wilters.
God, that's 20 years ago.
yeah.
Yeah, Welters has not requested that yet as far as that money. So I think this is something that's totally different.
I think that subject came up at a mayor's breakfast or something that y'all were talking about. A lot of the mayors are...
Right. They're woefully underfunded.
Yes.
And if we want law and order, we've got to have a DA, an effective, efficient DA's office.
Right.
And I broached it with the other mayors. I don't know if there's a whole lot of interest, but for me, just personally, I think we should help.
Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah.
Ginger, what do you...
So the request came at Chris Elliott. He holds a quarterly elected officials meeting in Fairhope every quarter. And Robert and I went this last time, and DA Welters was there, and he was explaining the budget shortfalls and how, you know, he has a severe underfunding problem. So he's taken matters into his own hands, and they're doing a pickleball tournament to try to raise funds for their budget. And there's different sponsorship levels, I think 1,000, 2,500, 3,500,
okay,
if I'm remembering correctly. And so every elected official that was at that meeting was asked to bring it back to their cities to see if we could possibly help the district attorney's office this year.
We just need some wording, and I think legal's already discovered, since it's on the committee, how to do that, because we can't just say we are giving or donating.
Right.
We have to have...
Yeah. Right, we have the draft resolution for the determined public purpose, because they are...
That's
going,
right.
All the funds going directly to the DA's office and the services that they provide the victims.
Great.
Council, I honestly don't know how they do what they do.
With what they get.
With what they have. It is, it's really ridiculous. And they talk about their furniture is like 30 years old, and they're grateful to have it. It's not like they're complaining. They're just like, you know, we have 30-year-old furniture. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of need there.
Well, hopefully if Tater's elected, he can push some county commissioners to fund it in a more appropriate fashion. Because if we're not safe and protected, what are we?
I will need some direction from council as far as what sponsorship level you would like to go with.
What is the highest sponsor?
2,500 is the Grand Slam title sponsor.
Did
yes.
you not say a 3,500 was out there?
I don't know. I didn't have a range for
I'm sure they'd take anything we give.
Yeah, I'm
I
sure
prefer 2,500 at the top.
Okay.
That's fine.
Can we give them more?
I think they'll take anything we can give, but the sponsorship
level... The form doesn't allow a write-in
amount.
2,500s,
I think, in... You could put
two
Orange
sponsors.
Beach PD or whatever, City of Orange Beach, you know, do one for each.
Yeah, no, I have no problem. I had no problem donating more than 2,500 is what I was getting at. But
yeah,
if y'all are good with that, that's fine. No big deal.
What are they using these funds for? Meritage day-to-day operations? You're trying to get more personnel or what?
They don't have enough investigators. They don't have enough
attorneys.
It's also to victim services and crisis counseling, child counseling, some other things like that that they provide to victims.
CPS.
Those services fall to the wayside, lack of funding.
Yeah. But I just philosophically, in a supposedly red law and order state, the DA's office should never be underfunded.
Correct.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, now that we're talking about this, is there a way that we could do a $5,000 sponsorship and top it? $5,000. I hear what you're saying, Mayor.
Yeah.
That would be fine with that.
$5,000.
There's no
sponsorship.
Thank you. I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
I'm sure they
and it
will.
Sets an example, hopefully, for the other municipalities and the county.
I'll take it out of our municipal courts budget. Whoops.
Where can we start cutting pay at? Yeah.
Whoops.
Pam volunteers, right?
We call that the Silver's Resolution.
Ma'am, do you have those oak seats left over you can donate to them for their court since they've got 30-year-old furniture? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
I know she got a dollar for one.
Oh.
That went to the floor.
I think it's pitiful you have to have a pickleball tournament to keep us safe. I mean,
you know what, Jack?
Agreed.
Agreed.
I mean, it just...
And nobody sees the urgency. I just am blown away by it. Nobody. It's just...
They can't retain their attorneys because the attorneys are getting better offers from...
Sure they are. Yeah.
Pretty much anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So the talent is... It's hard. It's a hard battle.
Ginger, thank you. for bringing this up.
You're welcome.
Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach to join as a participant in current and future opioid settlements. Resolution authorizing execution of purchase agreement for the sale of the Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf. Resolution authorizing execution of a state subrecipient disaster assistance agreement, State of Alabama, for Orange Beach First Responder Hurricane Safe Room. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Heidi Lemon, 2026 Summer Theater Camp. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Gerald Mills, Summer Theater Camp. Resolution authorizing execution of use agreement, City of Foley, Safety Barricades, Hot Air Balloon Festival. Resolution authorizing execution of agreement consulting services with Orion Planning, Orange Beach Zoning Ordinance in amount not to exceed $163,540. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order, AECOM Technical Services Traffic Signal Study at the intersection of SR 161 Terry Cove Drive to enhance pedestrian accommodations and crossing safety in amount not to exceed $17,400. Resolution authorizing execution of a software service agreement, Zap Software, 2026 Freedom Fest, 2027 Seafood Festival, 2027 Festival of Art. Resolution authorizing the purchase of video surveillance equipment, pickleball courts, parts of rec, state bid, Vision Security Technologies, $42,116.18. Resolution authorizing the purchase of an access control system, softball, baseball locker room for the Parks Recs Department, state bid. Is that a misprint? $4 million?
No, $4,000.
$4,000.
Oh, day.
Isn't it?
Oh, okay.
That scared you, didn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say $4,626.18.
Clarify right. That. $4,000.
Forgive me. All right, public hearings. Reschedule public hearing first reading. Pirates Voyage PUD from April 21 to June 2nd, 2026. Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Buena Vista PUD. Minor modification, lot 72, 519, 2026. Public hearing, first reading for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance Bayside Orange Beach Garages, phase two conditional use approval, April 21st, 2026. Are those good dates for y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
They are for me.
Ordinance providing for continued local recognition of state routes within the City of Orange Beach. And y'all know what that's about. We got to have permanent names on Beach Road 161 and Canal.
Mm-hmm. I heard 161 is going to go all the way up to 65 once they get the new corridor built up there, I believe is what I heard.
It is. So Beach Road will continue to be Perdido Beach Boulevard. 161 is Orange Beach Boulevard, and then Canal Road is Canal Road.
So it won't be
redundant.
It won't have the 180 anymore. It'll just be Canal Road.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, just Canal Road for local. It'll still be state road.
It'll still be state roads. We're having trouble with mail delivery and whatnot. People using either Canal Road or Beach Boulevard, that sort of thing. So it'll be an official name change or a name addition. So it'll be state route and whatever they are locally called.
You know, when we took over Canal Road East, were we supposed to change that since it?
We did. When we took it over, it became only Canal Road.
Only Canal Road.
Yeah,
right.
These will remain state routes, but they'll be locally officially called by the local.
Okay, I thought we had, but I wasn't sure.
Is that everything?
And just to let everybody know, been getting a lot of calls about the pirate. Voyage PUD, and I've just been telling everyone to come to the town hall on May 6th. That'll be the first opportunity for the public to speak about that, and then there will be the public hearing that you've just rescheduled to June 2nd.
Right.
Did I see something still on Planning Commission for that at next Planning Commission? It seems like it was site plan review or something. So it was? Okay.
And that'll be after the town hall.
Yeah, after. Very good.
Any other questions on anything?
I did want to explain the Terry Cove and 161. So what we're trying to do is we've had a lot of close calls with golf carts coming up this one way, mm-hmm. right here, coming out of City Hall. So right. what we're trying to do with ALDOT is be able to create a crossing so that they can connect to the sidewalk so they will not be coming up into oncoming traffic, whether it's police, fire, or everybody else that works at these buildings.
Yeah, kudos to fire for going down. I believe y'all helped out down with the Gulf Shores deal they had, and that could have gotten a lot worse a lot quicker. So thank you for everything y'all did on that. And I know PD has kind of had their hands full. I don't think you had any 100 people arrested at one house or anything, thank goodness. But that's because y'all do a great job. Yeah,
what did we do? Go down there with our spring break buses and help them just... take them to their station? Essentially, spring break buses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ours were getting, you know.
The what?
The Dopey was the unofficial name for our spring break buses.
I just think we need to get some antique paddy wagons and be done with it. That'll send a message.
I'll submit it
to
the next
couple. So Model T, absolutely. Paddy wagon. Anything else?
Are we going to the executive session? Over litigation?
Not.
Okay.
I don't think we have all the information we need to really have an informed discussion.
Okay.
So we're still pulling. So hopefully, I guess it'll be next time.
We do intend to.
Tomorrow's the 8th, right? Isn't there a document saying the 8th that you
should? Yes and no. Has already been taken care of, and nothing that requires council action.
Very good.
Where can we go?
Okay.
So we can't go on executive session because nothing new has happened?
Right. We don't have any additional information for you. We will have that next council meeting.
Very good.
Hey, everybody, thank you for being here tonight.
Oh, we didn't give anybody anything they want to say?
Mr. No. Bibby usually has plenty to say.
Oh, Jim, please. Jim Bibby, please come up to the microphone. Will you wait for me afterwards and I'll drive you to our meeting? Yeah.
Okay, well, if not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.